rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, January 12th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Well, the courtroom over in Sheboygan County, Judge Gauthier's courtroom, people are there in support of the lawsuit to stop the solar panel project there in Grant Township. If you're in the area, you're hearing my voice. Go and show your support in Judge Gauthier's courtroom. They filed the lawsuit to stop it after the county, Grant Township, approved the project on the 1,700 acres. Well, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. That they went ahead and approved it, and now they filed a lawsuit to stop it. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Top highlights of the Republicans' 8th Congressional District Roundup in Midland. This is an event that takes place early every January of an election year. Republicans hosted their 8th Congressional District Roundup on Friday and Saturday, attracting more than 300 people to attend it. The weekend was an opportunity for statewide candidates to engage with party activists, to see what ideas earned applause and what strategies were booed down. Although there wasn't much booing this weekend, as the group has been described as a congregation of friendly Midwesterners residing in one of Michigan's most notable swing districts, that, of course, being the 8th Congressional. Why is it a swing district? Because some years they vote Republican, some years they vote Democrat. Just depends on who the candidate is. For example, in one of the district's largest counties, that being Saginaw, President Donald Trump won 50.87% to Kamala Harris's 47.61%. That was in 2024. But in that same race last year, or excuse me, 2 years ago now, November 5th, 2024, while Trump beat Harris, the Democrat, U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonnell Rivett, Democrat from Bay City, basically got Donald Trump's numbers. Trump got 50.87. Well, the Democrat for Congress got 50.93. She actually got one hundredths of a percentage vote more than President Trump. And she defeated the Republican Paul Young at 44.98%. So it's definitely a swing district. Now that was in Saginaw. In Midland County, where the roundup was actually held at the Holiday Inn in Midland, Trump won with 56.71%. And the Republican Young won the county by 2,517 votes more than McDonald Rivett, the Democrat. Kind of interesting. Now, also during the roundup, there were some gubernatorial folks there. Viewers of the three-person gubernatorial quote-unquote debate noted that the claws were coming out among Republican hopefuls. For starters, former Attorney General Mike Cox tried roping Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt in with a green energy scam or renewable energy for electric providers. Well, where did that come from? Back in 2016, Nesbitt was the lead negotiator in the House for a sweeping energy reform package that raised utilities' renewable energy portfolios by or to 15%. Cox said, let's not forget, this all started under Governor Rick Snyder. And in fact, Eric Nesbitt and energy, which has been his specialty, voted to increase renewables. Cox started. Well, Nesbitt snapped back, calling it false. Cox went on to say that Nesbitt voted to eliminate alternative energy suppliers. Meanwhile, Cox said he spent his time as an attorney fighting the utility companies and actually saving the consumers $3 billion in rate hike increases. Back in December 2016, amid the final days of the Snyder administration, Nesbitt worked to whip votes requiring energy choice companies to pay part of DTE Energy and Consumers Energy new power plant construction costs as they were shutting down their coal-fired plants. Well, Nesbitt came back fighting, saying, yeah, 10 years ago, what we did was repeal Jennifer Granholm's energy mandates. I'm not going to allow another person to misconstrue my record. That's just absolutely false. Eric, absolutely, it's all true. Everything that Cox said about you, buddy, you did it. I know because I covered those stories on this very microphone back in 2016. You absolutely was whipping votes in the House to get the co-ops to share in the cost in those new power plants. They were shutting down the coal-fired plants by DTE Energy, Consumers Energy. You absolutely did it. So now your voting activities in the House is coming back to bite you in the butt now that you're running for governor? Sorry, dude. Not interested. You took the money from DTE and consumers back in the day, and now you're trying to deny it. Well, the crowd started to shout, no, 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 repetitively, as Cox asked moderator Dave Bondi, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy's content manager, if he could respond to Nesbitt's response. And the crowd basically shut him down. Now, also on the panel was Tom Leonard, the DeWitt Republican who served as House Speaker the following term in Lansing, 2017 and 2018. He made the case to attendees that two companies in Michigan should not be controlling Michigan's energy. He received applause as well when he talked about not being afraid when he made former State Representative Gary Glenn his energy chair in the House. Glenn, a Midland state representative and well-known conservative figure in the community, died in July of 2023 following a battle with prostate cancer. I totally miss Gary. He was a great patriot, a great conservative, great husband, great father. Just loved the guy to death. Cox did take a swing at Leonard, mentioning his 115,000 vote loss to now Attorney General Dana Nessel, despite out-fundraising her $1.988 million to $1.57 million throughout the cycle going into the general election. Cox, in attacking Leonard, said to upgrade Dana Nessel by losing to her when he had more money. Well, that received boos from the crowd. Well, immediately Cox then shifted and said, listen, Eric and Leonard are both good men, but if we want to win, we have to pick winners. Eric had a 40-year majority, and he lost it as the head of the caucus. The reality is, elections have consequences. Nesbitt served as chair of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee during the 2022 elections, when Republicans' 22-seat majority turned into an 18-seat minority. That happened on his watch. Well, U.S. Congressman John James, the presumed frontrunner due to his high name ID from two failed U.S. Senate bids and two U.S. House wins in Southeast Michigan, again did not attend the event. He has not attended any of these debates or candidate forums, or even now the annual, or I should say biennial, every 2 years, 8th Congressional District Roundup, did not show up. However, he did show his face in Midland on Friday night during the kickoff of the roundup, but then he traveled down to Metro Detroit for the weekend. We're not taking you for granted. The grassroots, the folks that are going to be knocking on doors, putting out yard signs, making sure that Jocelyn Benson gets nowhere even close to the governor's office, or Mike Duggan, said Eric Nesbitt. Unfortunately, somebody is taking you for granted, and that name is John James. You need to have somebody that actually shows up and works hard. Final segment of this hour, final segment, we'll wrap up this story. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. With regards to the Attorney General candidate Kevin Kievsky, one audience member, a Westland Republican who traveled nearly 2 hours to attend the roundup, intentionally alluded to a spousal abuse accusation against Kevin Kievsky back in 2020. The domestic violence, assault, and battery charges were dropped 5 months into the case when the Democrat Wayne County Prosecutor's Office said it faced issues in proving the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, the woman asked Kievsky in front of the crowd, after you win the endorsement convention, what do we need to be aware of that the Democrats could come after you about, that we need to have a response for, so that we can defend you and actually get you elected in November? The woman asked in front of the crowd, confirming hours later to MERS News Service she did want Kievsky to address the accusation, even though her vague statement question was, excuse me, her question was vague in the morning's forum. Well, Kievsky did not speak about it directly. It seems that the convention races, though, are getting a bit nasty, unfortunately, said Kievsky. Frankly, when it comes to a lot of these different things, the message is ready. We're happy to provide you with the messaging. We also gave the information to the Republican Attorney General's Association as well, including individuals from D.C. and the White House. They are already aware of this, and we're ready to actually make sure that the Democrats are going to be held accountable for any attack that they use against us. Kievsky is a Birmingham attorney who defended one of the folks charged by Dana Nessel back in 2023 for signing Electoral College materials for then-President Donald Trump, despite he actually lost to Biden back in the 2020 election. Well, this past September on Mackinac Island, a straw poll was held at the Michigan Republican Leadership Conference. 492 people voted. Kievsky was favored 54.1% over Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd, who only got 33.4%. Kievsky went on to answer, saying, when I travel across Michigan, in addition to D.C. and the White House, they don't want to have a career politician in the Attorney General's office here in Michigan. In fact, if you take a look at a whole bunch of Republican attorney generals, fewer than 20% of them were elected officials or prosecutors before they were elected to attorney general. If elected, Kievsky said he would take a look at about the 200 attorneys working under Dana Nessel to make sure that they're actually going to be doing the things they should be doing, but not lawfare, not going after regular people, and not going after their political enemies. You don't hire people to sue Donald Trump 40 times. You also don't hire people to go after parents. So we're going to reassess, reorganize, and to make sure everyone who's going to be working in the office are working for the people of Michigan. Lloyd did strike back a bit, saying that the Attorney General's office is the largest law firm in the state with more employees than any other private law firm in Michigan. If you don't actually make that office accountable, all the promises and wishes that you will have, that you have, will never come true. There's individuals in there that are career individuals. You're not going to be able to just walk in and fire them. Sorry, Doug, that's not true. The new attorney general can come in and fire anybody he wants in the building. Well, one thing that Lloyd did say, the office needs a leader who can walk in day one and say political activism and political lawfare is done. We'll see where it's going to shake out in that race. Senator Ruth Johnson, who served as Secretary of State from 2011 through 2018, moderated the panel among the Republican Secretary of State candidates. There was an opportunity for Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini, who announced his bid for Secretary of State in September, to connect directly with a large group of party faithful, addressing election reforms that voters approved in November 22, Ferlini described the provision of 9 days of early voting in person as a very good thing to happen. Complete waste of time and money, Anthony. 9 days of early voting was a complete dud, a complete failure. Well, Ferlini went on to say, we need to get people to put their ballots into the tabulators themselves. We already do. I know that there might be some disagreement, but I saw it firsthand as a county clerk. Republicans getting out to vote, feeling comfortable because they're putting their ballots into the tabulator, getting them counted, and the lines aren't as long. Well, I have always put my ballot directly into the tabulator here in Antrim County. I've even done it years ago when I lived elsewhere. So I'm not really sure what he's talking about. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.